Hi, Morgan. Morgan, thank you so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Allie wanted me to get on the line, get to the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have, and then to apply the established business rate, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Just starting.
Yeah, so a little early. I can appreciate that. The position just became available this morning. So I know that you're using Yelp. Allie says you're getting about half of the jobs for the opportunities that you get with that. And I know you're not starving for work. I mean, obviously, you've been around for 15 years. This service, you know, being listed on Google is one of the options. It's not designed for struggling companies or companies starving for work, and it's also not meant to inundate you with more work than you can handle. You will, though, get more phone calls. I mean, obviously, the point of a website is to have people see it, pick up the phone, and call you directly. Now, I know you're kind of based out of Honolulu. Are you island-wide? I mean, will you travel anywhere on Oahu?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, I mean, obviously, the farther away from Honolulu you get, the more important it is to have an online presence that will allow people to find you without already knowing the name of your business. Yelp is great, don't get me wrong, and I'm not saying you have to stop doing that. You're having some success with it. But if you can handle even a little bit more work, I think Ali quoted you $8 to $10 a day, that's with the established business rate. And I'm going to actually reduce the rate down to $249, so right at that $8 a day mark. So that's the out-the-door cost. You've already got a website, but there's a lot more that we have to do. And, in fact, this would include a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads. So anytime someone on Oahu is looking for a remodeling contractor, plumber near me, any of the keywords related to the services that you provide, your business and your website will be one of the things that they see. Of course, you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that search, and not everyone will decide to call your business, but that's okay. That's a good thing, really. I mean, the ones that do decide to call you will have seen your website first. They'll see your gallery. They'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for. By the time they decide to dial your phone number, they're already hoping you answer the phone because they want to work with you. So very high conversion rate. Obviously, for your services, one job that you weren't going to get otherwise would offset the cost of the service. I mean, you've got a website, like I said, I like the look of it. I mean, I look at websites all day. Your website's very detailed. People can really learn about your company. In fact, you know, they can see that gallery, that extensive gallery, and see the quality of the work. They can see reviews from actual clients that have used your services. And you know, 11 reviews, 4.9. If we can get that website in front of more eyes, and we certainly can, it would mean you'd get more phone calls. Do you see a value to getting more phone calls, kind of picking and choosing the jobs that would be most profitable for you? I mean, one job would offset the cost of that $249 a month, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a position task with filling.
What separates you from a company like, so how does, what's your company called, Squash?
It's Local Splash. I'll have to ask Allie to enunciate a little bit on that. You're not the first person to talk. She said Squash, by the way. So I'll have to ask her to be very clear on that. But it's Local Splash. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is the website, and I'm going to send you a link right now to the pricing page. It's LocalSplash.com/SEO-packages, because I do want you to see exactly what you'd be getting for that $249. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text. If you can maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Can you see that?
Hello. Hold on, sorry, Paul.
No problem. Mm-hmm. Take your time.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry, Paul.
All right, no problem. I understand you're working, and I appreciate your time. I want to be respectful of it. But if you've got that that link in front of you, of course, take control of your online presence, get found online. You'll be able to monitor your reviews from your tracking system. You'll have a detailed reporting and tracking system. We call it your client dashboard. You'll have 24/7 access to see exactly how much work you're getting from the service, even the work we're doing to put you and keep you on that first page and get your phone ringing. You can monitor your reviews. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Wherever those reviews originate, they'll repopulate on your tracking system. You can request reviews, respond to reviews right from your client dashboard. You can even have us respond to the reviews for you if you wanted us to. No additional cost. Now, we've been around since 2004. We will celebrate our 20th anniversary later on this year, and that's a long time for any company, especially for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the internet. That is a long time. Now, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is a month-to-month service. Obviously, we have to get your phone ringing, keep it ringing, earn your business 1 month at a time for you to be a satisfied client. Our clients that use the service like it, they keep it, and of course, we know that your success is our success. Below that big blue picture, it says Google Ads Partner, and there's a box that says Google Partner Morgan with the colorful Google G inside it. You can click right on that. It's not copy and pasted off the internet. It is our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google, and if you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is, in fact, a Google partner. That makes all the difference in the world. Especially when Google makes changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm, they do share those changes with us, so we make sure that you've always got the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. Below that is where it says SEO packages. We're talking about the Platinum package here. I did say $249. It's listed on the website at $599 with a $299 setup fee. So at $249, that's less than half the cost of the normal price. So I think it's a great budget-friendly way to cover Oahu. I mean, and you're also not starving for work. If you had like 10 crews and you were like trying to get every job available, we might be talking about the Platinum Premier package or something like that. That has paid Google Ads, pay-per-click ads, which are like $5 or $15 per click. I'm trying to keep it budget-friendly. The Platinum package has $100 of Facebook ads at 20 to 22 cents per click. The Facebook or Meta ads, I mean, you're looking at 400 clicks in a month with that $100 ad spend. So, of course, that's another way for people in the area to find you. We can target specific cities, big and small, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found. And like I said, it is that flat rate of $249. It is Friday and my supervisor's in a good mood. You already have a website, so we don't have to build either a website or a landing page for you. Still a lot of work we'd have to do to get that website of yours and your company on the first page. I would, though, be willing to waive your setup fee. So instead of $599 with a $299 setup fee, it's just $249 out the door. Like I said, this position just became available. It is Friday, and it's not the only listing that I have to fill today. So I'd certainly be happy to make it affordable for you. Like I said, our clients keep the service long-term, although there are no long-term contracts. It's month to month, and you can stop at any time.
Got it. So the thing is, I've been with GoSite. So I paid similar price with GoSite for the past 3 years. But GoSite does a little bit more than just Instagram. So that's kind of why I'm still, even though I have some like them, GoSite, like, I only see maybe an average of 10 clients a month.
So okay.
That's the reason why I'm still looking at you, regardless of having already. So that website you're talking about, that's made by GoSite.
It is, okay. So if you mm-hmm. and I don't hate it. Like I said, it's a nice website. if you did stop using GoSite, we would create a website for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can see on the link that I sent out to you, the Platinum package has optimized landing page on there. The custom website is on the Platinum Premier package. What I would do, though, is I would upgrade that landing page to the custom website if you, you know, were willing to leave GoSite and they wanted to take your website away from you. Now, did you have that domain, or is that something that they purchased?
Yeah, so I own the domain.
You own the domain.
No, no, no.
Okay.
I own the domain, and I'm paying for it to stay up. So they
gotcha.
they just have access to it. So I can deny their access.
Right, right.
You know.
Yeah. So if you still had like access to the website itself, or if they took down the content or something like that, I mean, we would be able to build a new website on your existing domain. If you're able to keep that website, then we can obviously promote that website. But like I said, I would want you to have an online presence and a website. If they, you know, take the content off of that website, we would build a new website for you at no additional cost. It is listed on the Platinum package as a landing page, but I would upgrade that to the custom website.
Got it. Okay. So those are the things I'm thinking. So that's kind of why. So I've been using Yelp and GoSite. GoSite does work. So the cool thing about that is I get the email, plus I have their app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
of course.
I haven't really been using their messenger, and for me, I see that they're more like if I was to give them a review, they're more helping these small businesses as far as collecting payment and getting in contact with customers. For me, I no longer need to worry about payment or anything because I already have all that set up. I just need someone to, you know, advertise to where if I didn't need Yelp, that'd be perfect.
Oh yeah, and you know, Yelp is good for certain businesses, and you're seeing some success with it. And it seems like from Allie's notes, you're spending about the same thing for Yelp. And sometimes I hear people say, "Oh, Yelp is $350, $450." So I mean, if you're paying about $250, that's not a bad. But even at that, I mean, it's Yelp, right? I mean, it's a directory. People do know about Yelp. I mean, don't get me wrong. People use Yelp and Facebook all the time, but not everybody does. But pretty much everyone uses Google. If they don't use Google, they use Bing, the other major search engine, and you will be listed there as well. Any device that accesses the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles even with internet access, as long as they're, you know, searching for a service that you provide, your business would pop up. So, I mean, you know, if you want to keep the GoSite but lose the Yelp, or have us, you know, see if we can get you enough work to kind of scale way back on the advertising that you're doing. I mean, you know, obviously you're spending money to make money, but we are a Google Premier partner. We've been doing it since 2004. I know GoSite's been around for, I don't know, I want to say about 8 years, 10 years, I'm not sure. But, I mean, you know, no one can get you on the first page, get you better placement, more results. I think you said you're only getting about 10 jobs from them. That seems a little bit low because you offer a lot of different services. I mean, if you were like a one-trick pony, you only did, you know, like countertops or something like that, then maybe 10 jobs a month is fair. But you do so many different services, you should be getting a lot more phone calls than that, more opportunities, bathroom remodels, kitchen remodel, and you do plumbing services too. So, I mean, we could certainly get your phone ringing, you know, and from there, it's up to you to even pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you.
All right, Paul, so where do I sign?
So one thing that we would do is called a client interview, meaning that we're going to get you through to one of our technicians. We're going to want to verify information off of the website, verify information that I have on your file here, and I need just a little bit more information from you. First of all, the number that we're speaking on, I mean, it is obviously the number that's on the website, so it's a good number for your customers to call. Morgan, is it the number you want that you want us to call to reach you as well?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got your message.
Oh, you did. Of course. You're looking at it, and I was talking and walking it through you. Kind of a, you know, I should probably just refill my coffee cup. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I should have already known. I'm walking you through the pricing page that I sent out to you. The email on the website, larusplumbing808@gmail.com, is that still a good email for you?
Well, here, we can just use LARUESPR@gmail.com.
You said P like Paul, R like Robert?
Yes.
Okay. And that was at Gmail?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then, Allie never did get your last name? Is it same as the business name?
Yes. LARUESPR.
LARUE. All right, Mr. LaRue. The other thing I wanted to ask you, because, you know, I do see a physical address for the business, but the business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. There's no physical address that you would want us to promote. There's no, like, showroom or physical location that customers ever go to, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And that's actually what Google expects. I mean, you're providing a service. You're going out to a business or resident to provide that service. So Google doesn't expect you to have a place where customers would go. Even if you had an office where you did your paperwork or, you know, a shop where you kept your equipment, if customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And then the other thing I'll do before I get you off the phone is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's just that fixed flat rate of $249, that we're even waiving the setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. Mr. LaRue, it is pretty straightforward, though. Now, before I get you through to that voice verification, and LaRue is L-A capital R-U-E, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then before I get you to that, two separate words, L-A space R-U-E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. And yeah. Then that initial payment, Mr. LaRue, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you, sir?
Hold on one second, Bob.
No problem. Thanks, Pat.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I'll probably go down, but... Okay. Yeah, I'll probably park down that for now. Thank you. Okay, I'm back.
Okay. No problem. So that first payment, is that MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What's going to work best for you, Morgan?
Visa.
Visa. Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both.
So
for you?
But then, so for mine, Morgan, and then I have two first names. So Morgan,
okay.
Rhys. Oh, one name.
Rhys?
Rhys.
Okay.
Rhys.
Rhys. And then you said it was a Visa card, Mr. LaRue. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
So 4154-1772-3170-4216.
And the expiration month and year?
0426.
04 of 2026, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
581.
581. So I have 581, 581 on the back, and April of 2026, or 04 of 2026 for the expiration date. There's just a little bit of static on the line. For the card, I have 4154, and then was it 1770?
Sorry, I say that again.
For the card, is it 41541770?
Oh no, it's 1772.
Oh, 72. Yeah, that last number right there is kind of where it glitched, a little bit of static. Then I've got 3170-4216.
Correct.
Okay. Does that fill at the home address? Or the 92-1175?
Yes.
And the zip, of course, is... And that's 96707, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute after I read the voice verification, you will get a confirmation email through the automated system. Mr. LaRue, it does have our client support phone number, as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Go ahead.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent in Hawaii. You can reach a live agent. It's going to be 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's when we're active here, 7 to 4 on the Pacific Coast. You can always email the support team. They'll follow up with you in that same business day if it's during business hours, or the following business day if it's after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Like I said, you'll receive all of that by way of email after I get through the voice verification. Like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. LaRue, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement. And it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Morgan, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
LaRue's P&R Inc.
LaRue's P&R Inc. And the P and then the ampersand, right? The symbol for the word. Not A&D spelled out?
Yes.
Okay. So LaRue's P&R Inc., I-N-C. And then that's L-A space R-U-E apostrophe S, right?
Yes.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Morgan, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Morgan Reese LaRue, owner.
Okay, and Mr. LaRue, as the owner of LaRue's P&R Inc., you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information, you did provide that card in your name. You are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. Morgan, it says, "To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved as well in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you.
For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. LaRue, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it says in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. And here we're talking about anything new that may come along. Of course, we are already aware of Yelp and GoSite. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Morgan, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is always accurate. Mr. LaRue, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, even waiving the setup fee, and of course with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive today, will be charged today's date, the 2nd of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And of course, Morgan, that $249 is a fixed flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 2nd of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. And again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract whatsoever. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. Morgan, you can actually pause the service too. If you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. You can even, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month of service is that you would contact our client support team and contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And that, Morgan, is simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Mr. LaRue, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So in about a minute, like I said, you're going to get that confirmation email through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text message or the email, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of operation on my end is to actually schedule that follow-up call with your technician. And again, we scheduled by the hour. The call, though, takes about 25, 30 minutes, so about half that time, half that one-hour window. We scheduled by the top of the hour. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. I believe I still can get you in at 9 o'clock if that would work out for you. If not, there is later on today. There's 11, 12, and 1 o'clock. That's, oh, the 1 o'clock's booked out. So there is, and that's Hawaii time, of course. So if I can get you in at 9 o'clock or later on today at 11 or 12 o'clock, would either of those times work out for you for about a half-hour phone call?
9 o'clock would be next week, Monday?
No, this would be today. That's today's calendar. If I can get the notes in fast enough, that would be today. Would 9 work, or did you want something a little later on today, 11 or 12 noon? Or we can look to Monday if
today
doesn't
work.
Do 12?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we'll schedule it from 12 until 1. Again, that's Hawaii time. The call would get to you probably right at or shortly after 12. You don't have to be in front of a computer. If I am in between phone calls myself, I'll be on the first part of that call. I may already be on a call, but it would be just to introduce you to your technician and hand it over to them. So they may end up just calling you directly. Whether I'm on that call or not, I did want to add just a little bit of added security here on your account, just a question and an answer. This is for your protection. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with LaRue's P&R Inc., well, they would need to know the answer to the question. Even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer. And more importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward telling you they're with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within 30 seconds, just politely let them go. If they're asking you for more money, Morgan, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification attached to your account is for your protection. It clearly states it bills once a month on the second for $249. So we'll never be calling you asking you for more money. Now, the options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet's name? Okay. And then what is the answer?
Hi, Mana.
Could you spell it?
Yeah. K-A-I-M-A-N-A.
Okay, perfect. I have to actually type it in twice. You're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system, looks like our system piggybacked everything all at once. I kind of don't like when it does this.
Yeah.
But you've gotten the welcome email already. You've gotten one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. I'll walk you through that one real quick. But the one that we were hoping you would see now is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Do you see that one? If you click on it, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here. And so the blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on the blue click here, it'll take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect. I know your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything here. Google is going to be our main focus, though, although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google, so we'll definitely optimize you on Bing as well. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities also. Google Business Profile Optimization, the website if we have to build one, the Facebook ads, etc. Like I said, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but you can scroll through it. And then there's a line that goes all the way across it. Your mobile number populates just below it and two boxes. We do want you to click on both of those boxes. One says that you agreed to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. The other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. So we want you to click on both of those boxes. In the longer box below that with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, that's where you would click and either type in your name as it appears above, or you can copy and paste it. It does need to be an exact match, so if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. If you are typing it in, it is case sensitive. So the M, the R in your middle name, the L and the R in your last name are all capitalized with appropriate spacing. But once you've got your name as it appears there, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That does actually a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, reduced the cost, etc. It will allow us to release the Google PIN card and to do the initial NAPW audit. So we can make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it gives us a little bit of a head start even before your client interview. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Yeah, I'm on that area.
You can actually stop right there. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, so it's asking you to log in. Neither of those is really the case at this point. We do still have to do your client interview first for there to be content to create and then track. But in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email your username and a default password. You can use that password or change it if you like. Some people never change it, and that's fine. I can actually give you the username because that has been assigned, and it cannot be changed. It's the phone number that we're speaking on, though, so thankfully it's easy to remember. The area code's included, but just numbers. No spaces, dashes, parentheses. So, of course, your username is simply 808-369-6394. Morgan, in any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please include either your phone number or your username. They are basically the same thing. That does make it very easy for us to quickly access the information and send it to the right department. You can send anything and everything to the support email. We'll forward it out. We'll also give you in that client interview photos at Local Splash, PHOTOS photos at Local Splash. If you ever want, you can just email the photos team directly. Like I said, the one support email that's listed on all the emails that you get, that's perfect. You can send anything and everything there. You're all set and squared away. At 11 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through your automated system here to your email that, of course, the call is scheduled at 12 Hawaii time. And I also did just send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your record. You don't need to respond to it, but it does say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, which is client interview in English, and then it's got your name, the username, and your phone number. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. Like I said, I may be available when our technician's ready to call you. I hope I am. It was a pleasure speaking with you. But if I'm not able to speak with you before the end of the day, you take care. You have a great day. You enjoy the weekend.
You as well, Paul. Thank you so much.
I sure will. Thank you, Morgan. You take care, Ms. LaRue, and we'll talk to you a little bit later on today.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now.